Welcome to episode 107 of the totally harmonious and not at all belligerent Cracking the Spine. I'm Sean, the one not covering the microphone with my hands.
Zane, I don't think is doing that. I think it's on that side of the thing.
You're not Zane.
Hi, it's me, Zane.
Josh?
I'm not here today.
Zane is ready to kill us already, and we're only like 40 seconds into the show.
Not even.
Well, I was doing the math for the intro.
Oh, with the music. Yeah.
That's how you think ahead.
That's thinking like an editor of the show.
How you edit.
Do you edit the show? I wouldn't know.
Well, you don't listen to it? I don't either.
No, I just mean I don't have one to listen
show?
To.
Wait,
right
what?
Now. Oh, she's
that
giving
time you forgot.
She's giving you a hard time because yeah.
Yeah, I would have sent it to you, but I forgot.
Doing more important things.
I was
like my other 80 shows that mm-hmm. I'm on.
Yeah.
So it's episode 107, which to me means we're getting very close to the end of the FM band.
Yeah, once you get it on 107, it's all Christian rock and
right?
shit.
Hey, welcome to Soft 107, the Lord station.
The soft core station.
That's why tonight we're talking about the Bible.
Yes.
And all of the
absolutely
non-fallacies in it.
There's fallacies in the Bible?
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah, how many?
Probably a lot.
69, I think.
69.
I believe there are 69 fallacies in the Bible.
That's the original 69 dicks.
Yeah. We're not talking about the Bible this
we're
week.
We're not.
We should get there some week.
No, I don't want to talk about that shitty book. It sucks. Nothing happens except in the end, and it's just like, here's how stuff sucks now.
I don't know. There's some stuff that happens.
I already live in a suck world.
Fratricide and regicide and...
They kill a bunch of Reggies?
Yeah. Reggie White, Reggie Brown.
Reggie in the Full Effect.
Reggie Miller. From the Indiana Pacers?
Is Reggie Brown the Eagles wide receiver they drafted in, like, 2008?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was good for a season.
He had a couple of good games.
Yeah. Shout out to Reggie Brown.
I think he was from Cal.
Hope you're listening.
Or USC.
Might have been USC. Shout out to all the Reggies who survived the regicide.
Yeah.
The regicide.
It was a rough time for Reggies.
The regicost.
Ah, man. Never regret.
Never regret. Forget. Fridge get. Shit.
Shit.
How am I going to put this on a bumper sticker?
9 Ridge 11.
No.
This is a great joke in Kimmy Schmidt.
Be careful with great. Okay, all right, go ahead.
When Titus is like, I haven't even told her about 9/11 yet. And she's like, what's 9/11? And Titus goes, 11, 12, 13, 15, 14, 15. And she goes, like, yeah.
Oh, man. We should all just get it. Take a break and go watch Kimmy Schmidt.
Everyone, stop watching the podcast.
Till Zane cheers the fuck up.
That sounds good.
Damn. Zane, what's
wrong
with you today?
I like cheering the fuck up. I'm grumpy.
Why?
I had a grumpy day.
Yeah, today was a grumpy day.
I had a good day. Yesterday was my grumpy day, you guys.
Oh, well, you win.
Great.
No, it's not a contest.
It sounded like
it's a podcast. You guys are mistaking contest with podcasts.
It sounds similar. Don't you hate when people say similar?
Is that a thing that I've never
heard
anyone
ever
heard do that.
That?
I've heard people say similar.
I hate when people say also too.
Also too, I've never heard that.
Is that
can
true?
Can you show me?
Also too, I was late yesterday
what?
Because... Yeah.
I've never heard anyone do that.
I've never heard that. I just saw something fly by your window. It was really bright. It was either a shooting star or an alien spaceship.
Yo, alien spaceship.
Is it a lightning bug?
It's not time for lightning bugs yet.
There's lightning
That's what
bugs.
I said.
There's lightning bugs out in the yard.
Listen, I'm just happy to hear people say lightning bugs and not fireflies. Because they're very clearly lightning bugs.
People who say fireflies can also, too, shut the fuck up.
Right? Exactly.
I know someone who says ambulance. Instead
ambulance.
Of ambulance.
And then someone says ambulance instead of socks. And I'm like, wait, what?
They have aphasia.
That one bothers me.
What about costume?
Costume.
I know a lot of people who say costume.
How often are you hanging out with Sean Connery?
A lot of the time.
Listen, Mercy.
He backhands me.
Shut your mouth before I punch
it. And let me know what my place is.
Your place is... Wherever I tell you it is. It's not the best
that's
song.
That's a terrible
and it's not my best.
Sean
it's not my best. I can do better. I can do better. And that's just, I'm
quick, do your Beetlejuice to make up for it.
Is that Sean Connery?
Whoa, Sean!
Hey, Sean Connery here.
the worst. The worst Beetlejuice.
No, it's not. Hey, there goes Elvis. Yo, King! It's the actual Beetlejuice.
They're both terrible
tonight. I lost it.
They're both terrible.
Zane, what are you reading?
I have not made any progress.
Yay!
In Amberlome.
It's not to be celebrated, Josh.
It's pronounced Ambulance.
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 Are you reading Socks?
I'm reading Socks.
The Clinton's old cat? He's dead.
Ow.
Say, move your phone away from my fucking
hand. I'm sorry.
I
already dropped it on the computer while we were recording.
Jesus. It's going well, guys.
Listen, I'm sorry.
So still reading Ambulance.
I'm still reading Ambulance. And I'm trying really hard to give it a fair shake because I feel like I've been very busy and distracted and sick and everything. So I'm trying not to judge it too hard, but it is really hard to get into.
That's
give up, dude. I mean, not...
I don't want to give up just yet, even though I have the second...
base?
Gentleman Bastards book.
Oh.
It's, like, up next, and I, like, really...
Wait, you haven't read it yet?
No, I only read the first one.
Dude, give up on that fucking sock book.
I know, but I'm like, this is, like... It's like my reward for reading this book.
Yeah, you don't need to. You don't have to be rewarded.
I know I don't have to do anything, but this is the way that I motivate myself to do things, Sean. Thankfully,
Me too. Great.
All right. So moving on, Josh. What are you reading?
Yeah, Josh.
I was reading earlier today. I was reading The Street Sign because I was in the car for 4 hours today.
Where'd you go?
Everywhere.
Did you go to a bookstore?
Everywhere. I was everywhere.
One of those everywheres a bookstore?
No, I was going to stop at a Starbucks and read there.
That's a coffee shop.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's different from a bookstore.
No, I'm not reading.
I have your book.
Okay, I gotta give you your book.
Yeah,
you
but
gotta
take this
me.
One first.
What book?
Are you sure?
What book of his do you have, Zane?
It's not my book.
It's not. It's a book. We're gonna trade books.
We're
it's
trading
the
books.
Second King Killer Chronicle.
Oh, okay.
The Wise Man's Fear, but it's a paperback because Josh is a wiener about reading.
Dude, I can't
covers.
Read it. It's so jaggedy. It's like it's all hard and like why ew. It's like I need a pillow for my hands to read it. And then you can't turn the pages. You gotta, like, swipe really fast, and then you rip some, and then Zane will be like, where's page 69? And I'll be like,
it's my favorite page!
You know where it is.
And then Quoth looked upon it, and she looked upon it at the same time.
Looked upon it.
And they dove in.
It's the royal,
yay,
the
twas,
royal it.
Yay, twas wondrous.
Yay, twas.
That's
twas.
How that book reads.
Yeah, that's why.
It's old English.
That's how 69 works, too.
You look upon it. Y'all Behold!
Dive in.
All right. Sean, what are you reading?
So I finished The Outsider by Stephen King.
How was it?
It ended about how I expected, but...
Was it happy
And that's
ending?
Not what you wanted.
No, it was okay. It was not the happy Stephen King. It was not, certainly not the... Old Stephen King. Like, I feel like...
I can't believe Beetlejuice was in at the end and he goes, that's all, folks.
I feel like he's been listening to the show and he took my notes. Like, he... What is that?
Like a Looney Tunes bit.
I know, I get that. But
he did, I can't believe he did that.
Then he looked at me and, like, real quiet, he was like, he jumped the shark. Like, it was, like, a secret.
Wait, is there a post-credit part of Beetlejuice
yeah,
where he does that?
There's a post-credit part of that book you read. I read about it.
Oh, I see.
Where
okay.
Beetlejuice shows up.
Yeah, and he goes, that's all, folks.
So I started a new book called The Gone World.
Okay.
By Tom...
Clancy.
No, it's a super... It's like Schichterfeld or Schichtenfeld.
A super what kind of name?
Hard to say. Hard to say. Mm. Slavic. Eastern European?
Mm, okay.
Gypsy-esque.
No. I don't believe that it's a Jewish name, if that's what you're
it
digging
might be.
For.
I mean, maybe.
Your princess is in another hole. No.
That's not where they were. They were all in castles, and it was just one of them.
Anyway.
The other ones were toads.
It's like a time travel, murder mystery, sci-fi, quantum...
Jesus. Fuck.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Too much?
Is it too much?
There might be too much going on. And
is it like multiple timelines? That could get very confusing.
I think that's where we haven't gotten there yet. But the way it's sizing up, so it's like it's a criminal investigator for the NCIS, and it's set in
NCIS New Orleans or Miami.
Just the Naval Criminal Investigation Service. Is that the S stands for? I don't know.
Sexy boys.
I don't think that's it. there's also, like, there's space travel and there's time travel.
And the NCIS is still around? This is like some Coheed and Cambria shit.
Well, it opens in, like, the way, way distant future. And there's this thing called the Terminus that is, like, a second sun opens up over Earth and wipes out all life. And the first time we discover it as a species, it's in, like, I don't know, 2954.
Okay.
But then each time we travel forward to find it, it's getting closer and closer in the timeline.
This is a Star Trek episode. This is the final episode of Star Trek.
Spoilers. Well, no, it's a book called The Gone World by Tom...
When was it written? Because this was already a thing. I'm just saying.
February of this year is when it came out.
Well, Star Trek came out in, like, 1994. So.
Yeah, well,
Star Trek did it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no original ideas anymore. You know, everything's just Plato's cave. But,
that's the one where he shoots the arrow through the cave, right? He can't see it. There's one where which one's the cave? It's the guy doesn't know he lives in a cave. And if you never told him about the outside, he wouldn't know.
Right.
What's the one where the arrow keeps shooting over a wall? Arrow Wall.
I think that was the Next Generation with DS9. Picard.
What Star Trek am I on now? Podcast?
With Captain...
Not the Star Trek one.
Captain Bacardi.
Dude.
Jean-Luc Bacardi. Brought to you by Bacardi Rum.
Number one, bring me my drink. Number two, fart.
Good.
So anyway, I'm reading that, and like Zane, I feel like I want to finish this book because next up is a John Scalzi sequel that I really want to read.
Well, just do that instead.
Yeah, just quit reading
just
your
quit
book.
Quit the book that you're reading.
Don't reward yourself.
Here's the thing:
you can do whatever you want.
America.
If we're here next week and I'm still bitching about this book, I will. I mean, you know, we're. Like, I don't know, what, 6 or 7 weeks into Zane bitching about Sockbook, but...
Sockbook? No, it's not been that long. It only feels like 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't know.
On the Zane complain scale.
Toward the end of... Oh, look at her. She's rolling her
eyes. It's
like
dog
repeatedly.
Ears. It just goes, like, slower.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with an awesome topic.
Yay. Welcome back to episode 107 of Cracking the Spine. I'm still Zane.
Oh, man. I'm Josh.
You guys missed Josh singing some sweet-ass Police right now.
It wasn't me. I would cop to it if it was. It was great. I wish you could do it again.
I could do it again.
Do it!
Who can't you see?
It was better before.
You belong. Building up to it. You, me.
You, me.
You, me.
And a new hate. Renaissance, you dare!
Super country.
That was really good.
It was way better before.
Shut up, stupid Zane.
That's the word.
You almost called me.
Because I'm over here singing. No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, you were like, shut up, stupid
Zane. No, it's
Bane. He was talking about Bane, the character from Batman.
Bane.
I was stinging it up. That's how Sting sings, man.
Stinging it up.
You call me a bitch?
No one cared about me before I put on the bee sweater.
The bee sweater. You wouldn't like me with the bee sweater.
That's
on.
The Incredible Hulk. It's not.
That's my secret, Batman. I'm always a bitch.
I was like an old man. I didn't call her. I wasn't going to call her a bitch. I knew what I was doing. Jesus.
Well, you know.
Listen, if I'm ready to call somebody a bitch, I'm going to call a bitch a bitch. Anyway. Zane, what are we talking about?
Audiobooks.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a bunch of people write in and ask us to talk about audiobooks.
And it's enough, you guys.
We get it.
Ben
you
asked
like
us to talk about audiobooks. Let's see. Who was the other one?
Stephanie.
Sorry.
Was it
Jim?
Alexa?
Oh, no. It was Jakob. Oh, wait.
Jakob.
He gave me a way to actually pronounce his name, like a pronunciation guide.
Oh, we're not saying it right? I've been calling him Crandall.
I think it's Jakob.
Jakob. Yeah, we've been calling him that, haven't we?
No, I've been calling him Jakob.
I always call him Jakob, but I always think that I'm saying that wrong.
I thought it was Jacob.
No, he did a phonetics.
Wait.
Jakob.
It is Jakob.
Right, so
Jakob.
So anyway, thanks for the suggestion, Jakob.
We appreciate it. Also,
sorry.
Guys.
Also sorry.
About the audiobooks, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Just do whatever the fuck you want. Listen to the audiobook. I think people feel guilty about it. I think people secretly deep inside of their inner workings, where they keep all their skeletons in their closets, they are afraid to admit that they listen to audiobooks because I think that they think they're not real books.
See, I actually think not exactly the opposite, but I think that people who listen to audiobooks, I think they think that the superiors are different is not where I'm going with it, but like I think there is a certain set of people who have long drives or spend long times like
getting to Zane's house because she lives in Narnia.
She lives in Columbia from
You have to take a fucking rocket ship to this place.
Oh, from BioShock.
From BioShock, yeah. From
I was
BioShock
like, I live in Columbia.
BioShock Infinite.
I wish. Our food is delicious.
It's on a floating cloud and it's never in the same place twice.
Yeah, it's like the castle from Krull. You gotta take a fire horse to get there.
But I think that they, like, it's their
fire horse?
Is that a horse made of fire?
Yeah, it has, like, fire hooves and it runs really fast.
Well,
yeah,
I want one!
I mean, they're really expensive, Zane.
So are real horses.
Yeah, but this one's a fire horse.
What do fire horses eat?
Other horses.
That's right? Really expensive.
Water horses. I don't know.
Anyway, I think that I just think it's a different audience. Like, people who listen to audiobooks, I don't think you get turned on to... You become a reader of books before you find audiobooks.
Yeah, you're right, I think.
And, like, it's for people who don't necessarily have the time...
Right.
Ability, like sometimes like a dyslexic or like a reading disorder that like doesn't allow you
to read.
Comfortably.
I will say a lot of the people who write in and ask us to discuss audiobooks started listening to audiobooks specifically because they had something that limited their ability to read.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yes, like specifically listener Ben, who wrote in a couple weeks ago.
That actually scared me.
It scared me too.
That was weird.
He said that he started getting back into reading after listening to our show, which is awesome. But
you're
then,
welcome. Winning.
Shortly after that, he discovered that he has some eye issues that are exacerbated by reading for long periods of
time.
Do
you
so
get the
that's
floaties?
How he got into audiobooks. He did not go into detail about his.
He can't answer
this. Because he can't answer you right now, Josh.
But I'll wait for my answer off air.
But, you know, he is certainly not even close to the first person to write in and tell us that, you know, they have some sort of extenuating circumstance that makes, like, physically reading difficult or impossible for them.
Almost like reading a hardcover book.
And I realize that that's not the only people who listen to audiobooks, but clearly, like, audiobooks are serving, like, a big portion of the population who otherwise would not be able to enjoy these stories.
Yeah.
And, like, it's interesting because I find, I don't think it's a mental, like, thing, but I can't follow a book in audio form for any kind, like, I could listen to a history book or, like, a biography on audio. But like a novel with multiple characters in multiple timelines and multiple plot lines, I tried to do it for a couple of, like, I had a free subscription to Penguin Random House's library for a while, and I tried like three or four books that I really wanted to read.
But they're all written in penguin language.
Yeah, who can read that?
Yeah.
Full of fish?
Like, I tend to listen to audio when I'm doing other things.
Yeah, yeah, you can't really do that, which, like, sort of...
But that's not... I mean, we've had listeners who are like, you know, when I'm on the treadmill, I'll listen to an audio
book. Sure, but that's just a mindless... Like, you can't listen to an audiobook and, like, edit. Or you can't listen to an audiobook and, like, look at the computer. Because then you'll get lost. Like, I will anyway.
Like Josh, have you ever had an issue with, like, trying to listen to an audiobook while you don't read?
Yes, I've done that. But I find that if I follow along with the book while it's audiobook... I've done that before. Like, I've tried that. I've tried this. Because, like, I've, like...
Almost like those things we used to listen to in school where it was, like... When R2-D2 makes this noise, beep beep boo, turn the page.
Yeah, like, I would read the book
while listening,
okay. And sometimes it was different, like, they either edited...
Oh, I would hate that.
It was weird, yeah, but, like...
me too.
It helped because, like, I couldn't focus fully on just the audiobook. It was Devil in the White City I did it with.
By Eric Larson? It's a good book. You should read it sometime.
And I couldn't, like, follow the... I don't know if it was, like, the way that...
We finally figured out why he couldn't finish this book.
Yeah, because I was too busy overthinking it, like I do with everything. I was like, what if I read two books at once?
I know how to fix this.
I'll read the book while I listen to it. Double the books! Genius, Henderson!
And my fingers will braille read the book.
I'm like fucking Leonardo da Vinci reading it backwards over here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't
just... He died,
yeah, like, a fucking long time ago.
Well, his family misses him.
Feels pretty recent to me.
Same. I didn't know.
Anyway, what were you saying, Josh?
I was...
Braille?
I was saying that, like, it's tough to just listen to a book that's complicated like that. That's what I was saying.
You cheered me up.
I fixed Zane's headache. By the way, when she said you cheered me up, she looked directly at me.
Yeah, I know. I'm not gonna cry for that shit. I've never made Zane happy.
That's bullshit.
It's never happened. Don't
It's not
lie.
Happening right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were you high-fiving?
You, Zane. I thought we were best friends club.
Yeah, me too.
I thought you were high-fiving Josh.
Tunnel snakes rule. I've never really been able to take in an audiobook with the same kind of concentration that I do the printed word. And I think that's interesting to hear so many people, I mean, the number of people who have written this, it is. Yeah. And not surprising because, again, like I said earlier, like it seems natural that people who would listen to an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Would also
specifically about books would be into audio books.
See, like, I can listen to...
I feel like
to...
Zane's done a disservice by not bringing this topic up earlier.
Oh, no. Here we go. All that ground you gained.
Yeah, now I'm done.
It's done. It's just lost it. You're World War I right now. You're going back.
I'll get it back. My trenches are...
I'll get it back in four more years.
My trenches are dug. Let me get my mustard gas.
That's your farts.
I can personally listen to a podcast while I do other stuff.
Yes.
Because...
Are you listening to a podcast right now?
Right now. It's going on around me.
Is it one of Josh's?
Sucks.
Yeah, it must be one of Josh's.
Yeah, definitely one of mine.
No, it's one of his good ones.
Self-deprecating humor. That's how you get the audience. We suck.
Self-defecating humor.
Nice.
When you poop on yourself like Gigi Allen.
Gigi fucking Allen. You messed up when you do like Gigi did in 94. You never saw that, did you?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's Jaws. Anyway.
It's Jaws, right?
Yep, Jaws 3D.
Sorry, Zane.
That's fine.
You can listen to a podcast because, like, and here's why. You don't have to pay attention to, like, intricate details.
Let Josh explain to you why you can listen to a podcast.
Let me tell you why you can listen to a podcast.
Tonight, Josh is playing the role of Sean.
Finally, I'm so tired of being me.
Here's my mansplanation of why you can listen to a podcast.
Alright, I'm listening.
I think it's because...
Open your eyes, Zane, when he's talking.
No, I'm too sleepy.
Dude, I am too. I think it's because, like, you can just, like, zone out and, like, dip in and out of, like, what's going on. like people probably do with this show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but yeah. In a book, there's like threads to a book, and you got to follow the
thread.
Well,
I always feel like I'm missing something, or like I'm anxious that I am missing something, or that I wasn't listening hard
enough.
And
then you don't pay attention.
And the thing is, that does happen to me even when I'm reading.
But you can go back.
Wait, hold up. Did I miss that? And then I can just flip back and double check something, or... You know, sometimes I do get confused about characters, especially reading, like, fantasy novels and stuff where the names are, like, things that I don't have a frame of reference for yet.
Like Ronica.
Like Ronica.
That's what I'm reading. I'm reading Commencement by...
So lost.
Joby Jacoby, whatever their name is.
Guys, stay tuned to the end when we do a dramatic reading.
But, you know, like, I like being able to flip back and forth, or, like, I was even thinking about, like, in the Game of Thrones book where there's, like a glossary whatever in the back, which is really helpful in those books.
They're just like, wait, glossary on
every
page.
Fuck are the Karstarks?
Dude, well, right? Like, there's just so many characters and stuff, but, like, I do kind of page around in the books a little bit, and,
paging Mr. Herman.
I think also, I really love a physical book.
Oh, here we go. Now it's Cracking the Spine After Dark.
I really love physical books. And I love having books around.
Yeah.
And like,
I know we're covering it. I'm like, this whole fucking place is
I know.
Book. It's like we're like, the old lady in the shoe, but there's books.
Even books that I've read a bunch of times, like, there are so many times where I'm like, wait, what's that great chapter in that book? And I'll pull a book down and flip back through it. And, like, I really love being able to do that and having it at my fingertips. And
I feel like, in fairness to the people who are the advocates for audiobooks, like, you could do that with an audiobook.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If there's a particular passage that, like, the narrator of the book hits particularly well.
I'm not necessarily, for me personally, I think that's a component that's missing from audiobooks.
Right.
But I also understand where not everyone would be coming from the same place with that or have that kind of, like, emotional attachment to a physical copy of a book. So, like, it's no judgment. Like, that's fine. But for me, I think it... And I think that's also why I don't like e-readers in the end is, like, I love, and, like, getting, like, a book that's really good and, like, you start to get used to, like, the weight and the feel of it, and when you pick it up, you're like, oh, my God.
That's why
and
I don't like hardcover. I'm serious. That's why I don't like hardcover.
No, I think that's legitimate.
It's all jaggedy, and I'm like, I just want it to, like,
I don't know what that word jaggedy means in terms of a book.
I think it means, like, the hard edges.
It's just pointy.
And you feel like, you've said to me before that you feel like it's heavy.
Yeah, I'm just like,
right? Like
it's like a physical weight on me.
I do like...
I like to lay down a little bit. I don't have a husband. I mean, like, the pillow form. I have many husbands. Being Mormon and all. But you gotta kick those boys out, because you don't need any more of that. Anyway.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
But yeah,
we're in Colombia.
But I think, like, what you're saying, like, Zane, like, I agree too. Like, sometimes you turn a page and, like, you see... So here's like this like next level like thinking that
I know exactly where you're going with it. Go ahead,
sometimes you're reading the book and you're like, okay, this is getting good, and you turn the page, you see the chapter's ending, and you're like, what the fuck is gonna happen?
Yeah,
and it's like an excitement, and you're like,
or like you turn the page, like you turn the leaf of the page over, and like on the bottom right hand side of the page, you see, like, there's boldface or, like, all caps. Like, where are we going? What's going to happen? What's something's going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, that's genius. But, like, I also, again, because I don't listen to them, I imagine that there's probably a similar kind of device in audiobooks where the narrator can, like, give you vocal cues that...
It's dependent on
foreshadowing. I don't know. I don't know.
Absolutely. And that's something that... listener Ben, specifically wrote about, where like a good narrator brings a wealth of nonverbal meaning to a story that it, by the constraints of the medium it originally existed in, did not have previously. And he says, for instance, if you want to know what the tone of voice Quoth was using when he was bartering with the horse merchant in Imri, is that right? Would you say Imri? For that word,
I always said it Imri in my brain.
I always heard Imre.
Oh, okay.
But I
used to live on Imre, a road called Imre, so I think maybe my brain's just like,
no, but you lived with Quoth?
I lived with Quoth.
I pronounced the lead character, in my brain, the lead character of the His Dark Materials, in my brain, it's Lyra, and it's not, it's Lyra. Lyra. Right? But like,
but liar, like, yeah. Like
anyway, like he says, you have to parse it out of the words on the page and their context. He says, in this particular instance, it's pretty easy to do, but there have certainly been times when I've started reading a passage with one perspective of the mood the character was in or what they were trying to convey, only to realize that I got the tone completely wrong mm-hmm. at the end of the passage, and then have to reread that section to make sure I didn't miss out on something important.
That's because totally
I
had the wrong
mindset originally. Yeah. With an audiobook, you can hear bubbling just beneath the surface fury in Quoth's voice, and it really helps to make the section feel more humorous.
I always read him like a redhead, and I know exactly what that's like, so I don't have a...
And here's the thing, like, he actually brought this up specifically to a point that I have made before, where I have talked about how, like, I don't like the tone Josh. Of the story being, like, dictated to me by a narrator.
Yeah.
I think part of the experience of reading is like reading it in your own voice and in your own head.
I've had it both ways.
Well, and you get your own experience of it. And a narrator can, like, where Ben says, like, I got the tone of it wrong. Like,
that shouldn't be a
thing. That's not a thing. Right. Your experience of it.
Right.
And your take on that scene is an important part of, the experience of reading the book. And for me, like, this is something that I know everyone struggles with, like, for adaptations. Like, when you have the picture of a character in your head, and then you see, like, a film adaptation, you're like, that's not what he looks like. Like, it can be really upsetting because it all of a sudden it's like I have to totally rethink this story and I think that would bother me in an audiobook, but again I can understand where, you know, some people feel like
more comfortable with it,
not even that, like, but that they want that and that, you know, want that that it's extra like level of experience you know added to like their reading of it, like it's just something these are all part of the reasons why I'm just not a
Maybe we should challenge ourselves to like listen to a full audiobook.
Oh, that's a good challenge.
And then like come back and report on it. That's an excellent
challenge. And we should challenge our listeners as well
to do the same.
Everyone has homework.
Yay! Listen to
the audiobook for next week.
Even Josh, because he's not going to do it.
Especially Josh.
Yeah, I'm worthless.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I can
fucking do it.
I don't know if I can fit. I don't know if I could fit in an audiobook between. I don't know if. I think next week is an unrealistic
challenge,
especially if Josh doesn't send you the.
You're asking for an extension already. I just gave you this assignment.
You gotta butter up the prof, dude. You gotta bring her an apple,
bro. I love you.
Who are you broing?
You, bro.
The prof, bro.
I'm doing a Friends reference. Anybody?
Oh,
Friends?
No. Sorry.
That show from the 90s with Ross.
I was 12 when that show was on.
Just Ross, the worst character
ever? Whiny McStupid Butt.
Why does not Ross, clearly the tallest of all friends,
simply not devour the other friends?
Perhaps they are saving it for sweeps.
But will it play in Peoria?
No. Will they get off their tractor? Will it get them off their tractors?
Will it get them off their tractors?
All right, so we got homework that Zane apparently is giving us 1 week to finish.
Yep, 1 week.
This guy.
You're on it.
This guy over here hasn't been in college forever.
What?
He just thinks he's the exception to the rule.
Yeah, there's always one in the class.
Oh, I guess we'll just do whatever Sean says.
Mr. Curran, please come up to the front of the board and hide your boner.
Hey, I'm not hiding anything.
It's not a boner yet.
My student loans are paying for this.
Boner?
Boner.
Hmm. No. Hmm. Nope. No, you're paying your student loans with your boner, is what you meant.
No, that's not what I meant.
That's what I did.
I took out the loans.
You know the full
month? I showed the loan officer.
I bought the loans and the loans won.
Isn't that the full Monty?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Didn't they go to college or something? They were strippers. They needed money.
Child support.
Oh, was that?
Yeah. It's very British.
It's like forever college, child. You're always paying for that.
18 years. 18 years. He finds out it's not even his child. I think we got those.
Yes, I agree.
You got the computer.
Hey, I'm Stupid Josh.
I'm kidding.
Hey, that totally sounded like me. Welcome back to Cracking the Spine, episode 107. I'm Josh, the real one.
I'm Josh, the fake one.
Which one is which?
Put the gun down, Zane.
Zane, for real, I was just kidding.
Zane, it's me.
Zane, it's...
Zane.
Tell me something that only Josh would know.
I love butts. Shit, everyone knows that.
Yeah, you never talk about your love of butts, dude.
Never.
I know the listeners wish that you would.
I talk about Star Trek to mask my insecurities.
I like when, too real. Whoa. I wouldn't say anything that real.
Shit. I love butts.
I like when you can see the butt from the front. And you're like,
what? Mm-hmm.
What kind of fucking fucked up butts butt are you from looking the front? At, dude?
You can tell.
What does that mean?
You know. If you've never seen it, you ain't living.
Alright, well, we'll have to post some pictures on the
Instagram
account. Yeah. Also, guys, let's start an Instagram account.
Okay.
So anyway.
Facebook. Twitter. Go Instagram. To the Reddit. Send us more sub.
Instagram.
Idea.
Snapchat. GeoCities.
Grindr.
MySpace.
Zanga.
Grindr.
Makeout Club.
For real Grindr.
Makeout Club. Holy shit.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. It used to be. It's not a thing anymore.
No.
Right.
It got replaced with, like, Holly Madison or whatever that shit is.
Chat Roulette.
Nice.
What was that one with the Penguin? Penguin Club?
Penguin Club. That was just a kid's game.
They hit us up there.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, man. They
turned it off.
Too soon.
People were really mad about it. People meaning me. All my penguin money!
Tell us what we got wrong or right about the audiobook thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us how right we always are.
How pretty we are.
That too.
How my headache medicine is just my soothing voice to make all headaches go away.
Yay!
See? Told you.
We'll be back in a second with a special ending of the show.
The triumphant return.
Look at Josh doing, like, the hard legwork in
right?
the show.
Right?
Good work,
I figured
buddy.
I wouldn't phone it in tonight.
The triumphant return of a segment long forgotten, but never forgotten.
We'll be right back.
Now, for the exciting return of a long-lost show favorite, the dramatic reading.
I remember these. We used to do these back in the day.
Back in the dizzy.
So fresh in my mind.
So fresh and so clean. I actually forgot about these. It was totally.
It was easier to do when I worked in the bookstore because we could just, like,
pick a book up,
find a fun book, and, we would go and be like, oh, we'll do, remember we did Cat Heaven?
Yeah.
Was it Dog Heaven?
Yeah, that was
and we
sad.
Did the Dinosaur Lords.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
We would edit in sound effects and shit.
Oh,
like, it was,
God.
Like, the most edited part of the show.
Uh-oh.
So, we've
shit.
In an attempt to get away from our current host, Podomatic.
Yeah, because we hate them.
I have been downloading the archives and backing them up.
Oh, that's why you said you've been listening to them.
So I've been listening to the old episodes, and I was like, oh, wait, we should do this. And I felt like we could bring it back. And so the story of tonight's book that we'll be reading for reading from is that Zane, as you know from the show, has recently moved.
Into a cabin from 1803.
On a floating... On a Sorry. Floating cloud in the Custer administration.
You have to... Yeah. The Custer administration.
In a quantum universe, when Custer...
I don't want to live in that fucking quantum universe.
You would rather live in a universe where Trump's the president?
I don't want to live in any universe.
I'm sick of the universes.
Anyway.
Infinite and such.
So, there's an outbuilding on Zane's property.
It's just a barn.
Full of skeletons.
Yeah, okay. There's an outbuilding on Zane's property that has a second store, story with a bunch of things from the last tenant.
People would call it trash.
If you had been man enough to come up the steps to look at it.
I didn't need to. I got it narrated to me piece by piece. Also, there was mosquitoes, and I was grumping.
But there weren't any inside.
Yeah, because there was so much fucking...
Also, he tried to throw you an alarm clock twice down the stairs.
I heard it.
And both times I missed.
He missed. He missed the entire staircase.
I missed the steps. Anyway, we found a carton of books.
A carton of books?
Yeah, there's a...
My dad went out for a carton of books and never came back.
Dude, it's creepy as hell.
That's why Josh.
Yeah, it is. It is creepy up there.
It's not creepy at all.
Dan is right. There's ghosts up there.
It's just fucking old and dirty.
There's a weird mattress. Where...
Shut up, there's Dan. There's two weird mattresses.
They're multiplying. Gotta call the mattress exterminator.
Anyway, so...
100% like a raccoon lives in those mattresses.
We found a couple of books that Zane and I thought would be interesting. So tonight, Zane will be reading from the back cover of a book published in 1996 by Delray Paperbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Florida. From their Discovery line. Mm-hmm. The book is called Commencement. It is a novel by Roby James. So Zane will be reading from the back of this paperback.
Have I ever read anything that is not Ray Bradbury on here before?
Yeah,
this is basically Ray Bradbury.
The sting was what made Ronica McBride special.
Ronica.
That, and the years the interstellar government, called the COM, had invested in teaching her how to use it. Class C talents could use the power called gathering to control their own bodies.
Is that a capital G on gathering?
Yeah, no. I think so.
No.
There's no capital
G. The sting is capital.
Sting is capitalized.
Okay, okay, okay.
I thought it was the guy at first, and I was like, Sting's in this?
It would be so good if Sting was a main character.
It would make way more sense.
The less common class Bs used pathfinding to alter the inner workings of mechanical things.
Okay.
But only the rare class A could use the sting.
Capital
and
S.
It was that unparalleled power over other minds that made Ronica the most valuable resource in the COM.
Holy right. shit.
So far, super complicated, not at all interesting.
There's a lot of...
There's a lot to unpack
going on. There's a lot going
I'm
on.
I'm slightly interested.
You're winning me. Ronica.
Interesting, if true.
I do believe the entire sting was destroyed.
Newly graduated and ready to use her class
That's
A
talent.
Damn. Ronica McBride.
Ronica McBride. Best name ever.
The worst.
Her husband's name is Jimbable McHusband.
Irish.
Should have had the world's.
World's plurals.
At her fingertips.
Yeah, because it's like space.
Oh, I see, okay.
But instead, she was lost on an unknown planet, hurt, alone, with no memory of how she had gotten there, and she had lost her sting.
What the fuck?
Oh, well, bees do that when they sting you.
Gathering and pathfinding were tools, not weapons. Without her sting, Ronica could not stop the Stonehouse dwellers who rescued her from promptly trading her away to the chief of a primitive tribe.
What the fuck?
Where did any of this
Star
come
Trek.
From? What's going
this
on?
Left
She's
field
stranded
Star Trek,
on
shit.
A strange planet.
A wild planet.
With the Stonehouse
With
dwellers?
The Stonehouse.
With
Are
the
they
Stonehouse
dwarves?
Dwellers.
Are they dwarves? Please let them be dwarves.
You'll have to read the book to find out, Dad.
I wanted the Keebler elves.
Dude.
And as Ronica struggled to find a place for herself on the Wilder World... Accept her loss of talent and regain her missing memories. She's missing memories. She began to discover that everything the COM had taught her was a lie.
Oh, shit.
All right, now just real quick, I'm going to skip to page 69 and read a passage from page 69.
Well, you opened to page 60, dude. That was pretty good.
I know about what pages are.
The previous owner of this book loved 69.
All right, here we go. I nodded to him, and he nodded back. His every movement was sharply, visibly controlled, and the impression it left was disturbing. I wondered if he were a great deal happier with Tyvongs than with people. Quote, does the lady need a Tyvong?
Does the lady know Tyvong?
No, does the lady need a Tyvong?
I thought it was give a Tyvong.
I thought Tyvong was a
Sejanus-esque. Jemeret's voice went so hard and cold that it chilled me with its menace.
I went so hard and cold.
Ronica was not introduced to you as the Lady Sejanus.
Oh my god.
She is not a Boru.
Holy fuck.
Nor has she been gifted with a bracelet.
What the fuck is happening?
I'll have your apology. His hand had moved to the hilt of his dagger, but I hadn't seen the motion that took it there.
What?
For a moment, said Jeneth, neither moved nor reacted. Then his body bent smoothly forward into a low bow to the Lord of the Boru. I beg your pardon, my lord. It was that she bears the face of the High Lady. I became...
Dude, what the f-
confused.
This is page 69. There's like 52 things on this page I don't know about.
Jemmeret
seemed... You read the first 68 pages.
...seemed to debate the intent behind such the behind the harsh tone. And while I had no idea what might happen, I was aware that both Urichin and... Wendengash.
Now there's a Wendengash?
I'd reach for their short swords.
Team Wendengash.
Wendengash. I don't know about you, but I hope Wendengash rhymes up with Ronica.
Wendengash actually had his halfway out of its scabbard. Mm-hmm. I hear it, accept your apology.
Yeah, he did.
That's the metaphor for dicks.
Skipping ahead a little bit.
Skipping ahead.
Don't you skip
We're
over my
miss Wendengash.
Sejanet.
Old Wendy!
Sejanet straightened. His face was unreadable under his control as he turned to me. Do you need a Tai Vong, Ronica? He asked.
Ronica, answer the question!
Ronica.
To Tai Vong or not to Tai Vong?
Come on, Ronica, answer the question, Ronica.
I need a job, I said flatly.
Is that what Tai Vong means?
I understand you have one open. He shifted his gaze.
This is a job interview?
To Jemmeret and back again to me. You're here about the Tai Vong training, Prafax?
Yo, holy fucking
god. The greeting
god.
Voice showed some real...
What in the fucking
dude,
shit?
You know what? You know what?
This is crazy.
This is a book that needs a fucking audio translation.
This is crazy.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's the craziest shit I've ever heard anyone read to me.
You know what? Hot take. I liked it.
Zay.
Good night.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.
Part time,